Welcome to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac, a show about how to break through obstacles that may be holding you back in life or business. And now your host of Breakthrough Thinking, certified master practitioner in neuro-linguistic programming, business consultant, and CPA, Dave Isaac.
Live from the 1010 Studios in Phoenix, Arizona, you're listening to Breakthrough Thinking. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dave Isaac, the host of Breakthrough Thinking. And if it is the second Monday, is it the first Monday or it's the second Monday?
It's the second Monday.
See, time flies. It does. Star Trek. Warp speed. Warp. And anyway, or just warp. Maybe sometimes people do label that. Warp, not warp speed. Anyway, Coach's Corner, Lori and Joe Battaglia, how are you?
We are great.
Wonderful.
This is great. You guys are always wonderful. That's why you're living the dream coaches. Everyone wants a dream relationship like you guys.
Well, we'd like to hope so.
I would like to,
put that out there.
Oh, you would like to have a dream relationship too like you guys? Is that what we're saying?
If I could have a wish, I would. It would be wonderful if everybody had that type of relationship.
Yes.
Well, that would be awesome, right? That would be tremendous. And that's what people seem to be seeking. Very few find it, and I don't know. We're going to try to make a difference, right?
Do you know what? They were running into people lately that have that kind of relationship. It's kind of an interesting thing. It's I think we've run into three or four couples, and we've had single women friends tell us that they're running into couples that are actually getting along, thriving, have a great relationship, and it's kind of a lesson that it's possible.
It definitely is possible, but and this might be a different for a different show, but it all starts inward,
and it sure does.
You can't find someone to change you. You got to really change yourself. And if you got to be that what you seek, I always say that.
Yes.
Who likes that? Be that
I
what you
like
seek.
I like that.
You
yes,
like it?
I do.
Well, you have a great guest in studio right to my left, and her name is Dana Lamb, author of Does This Ponytail Make My Butt Look Big? And everyone knows I no longer wear a ponytail. Okay. Dana, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Well, you're more than welcome. This is really good. I'm looking forward actually to reading this book. And let's bring it, let's move it back to you, Lori. You know Dana, and why don't you describe background.
So Dana and Joe and I met because she sponsored an International Coach Federation Phoenix chapter meeting, meaning that she sprung for the food and all that kind of thing, and then she got to talk to people, and so we had an appointment with her afterwards as part of that because we put our card into the fishbowl, and she called us and did a 15-minute consult on wardrobe and what's in your closet, and a little bit of everything. And so we could sort of pick a category. So Dana is an image consultant, and I'll let her tell a little bit about her background, how she got there. But I myself had a makeover about 11 years ago when we were in the Philadelphia area and found it life-changing. And so coaches help people change on the inside, but sometimes then the outside doesn't match up. So I asked Dana if she would be our special guest because she gets that part about the outside matching the inside. So, Dana, do you want to tell us a little bit about your background and how you ended up as an image consultant?
Yes. It's interesting. Somebody actually introduced me the other day at an event as an image coach. And so I thought, well, that actually, you know, I really do feel that that does apply to me, that I am coaching people through, because what I do teach people is it's not something I'm not doing it for them. I'm teaching them as I go and coaching them on how to think a little differently and do things a little differently to make their life easier, to be a little happier, to look a little better. Mm-hmm. And so they don't need me in the future, which is good for them.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yes.
So how I got started is I used to work in American Express in marketing. And September 11th happened and they no longer needed marketing in the travel division. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't sure what I was going to do. And I actually went to a Mary Kay skincare class, and decided, I had a 2-year-old at the time, and thought that this would be something great. Then I can be more of a full-time mom, do something on the side. But I never do anything little. So within a year, I became a sales director, which is the top 2% of the company, and earned my first free car. I earned 2 free cars with them.
Really?
Yes.
The pink Cadillacs?
A lot of people don't know there's 3 levels of cars.
Oh.
So, and I'm not sure exactly what they are right now. At the time, it was the first car was a Grand Am, the second car was a Grand Prix, and then the pink Cadillac.
Those are sort of nice, though.
Yeah.
Either
so
one.
I did earn the Grand Am first, and a few years later, I earned the Grand Prix. So it was kind of a trophy on wheels. So because not everybody gets a free car.
Of course.
And they pay your insurance. It's really.
Oh. They do? For
better.
Like a year or something? Or?
It's a 2-year. So when you earn it for 2 years.
Wow.
They're a great organization, aren't they?
They are. I mean, I learned so much about marketing and people and women, and that's really where, how I ended up here by accident is in working with, I think I counted, I'd facialed over 1,300 women.
Mm. Wow.
In that time.
Wow.
And that had tried the products. And that didn't include my volunteer time because I did a lot of volunteering at Fresh Start. So I didn't count that. I only counted actual customers. So quite a few women I've worked with. And I saw something that just naturally happens to a lot of us out there, that when you get busy, you get in your career, you get married, you have kids, sometime at some point, we all let ourselves go a little bit.
Sure.
And because other things are more
priorities.
Yeah, you put your priorities in order. Mm-hmm. But so there was a lot of women who would say, oh, I would love to look better, but it was always the time and the money.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wanted to create, about in 2009, I wanted to create a blog for women. I wanted to help women to look better and feel better, and just it was in my nature and heart. And that's how Does This Ponytail Make My Butt Look Big was supposed to be a blog. Not a book, not a business, but a blog.
Huh.
And women started, what I found is when I would hand somebody my card, they would laugh, of course. So I love making people laugh and feel good. And the next question would be, well, can you help me in my closet? Can you help me pick out new clothes? I want to look better. And I said no for 4 months. And finally, I thought, gosh, all these people are asking me to help them. Why am I saying no?
Yeah.
And so that's how my business evolved. And I started helping women to go through their closets and clean out their closets and go shopping for a new image.
You help women go shopping. I didn't know that was possible. I thought on their own they knew how to do that.
No, not all of us do know how to go shopping.
No, Joe, right? Am I right? Come on.
Absolutely.
You're all right.
Come
wow.
on.
I thought that was innate
shopping.
Or something. You know?
Yeah.
Comes
so,
with the genes.
So an image consultant, right? That's how you label your title.
Yes.
So is there a certain demographic? Obviously women, but, I guess I should ask. So you do with men, too?
Yes, it did. I have helped men, and there's pictures on my website that you can see before and after pictures of both women and men. So I have helped men, and I've taught I teach a class called Manscaping and Style for men.
Wow.
And someone gave me an idea for a new title that would be, You Won't Get a Date Looking Like That.
Yeah.
And I have quite a few single friends.
She was looking at me, by the way. Okay.
Stop.
I'm kidding. Well, I didn't see if she was looking at me. Well, that's a good title. You won't get a date looking like that.
That's what I thought, because I have a lot of single friends who go on a lot of one-time dates. And, that's the whole thing is that you really only get 4 seconds to make a great first impression, and really about 3 minutes total.
Mm-hmm.
And by human nature, we judge others. And I know we're supposed to get to know people's inside, but we're very visual people. And so a lot of my friends, will go on a one-time date and then call me and tell me, you should have been on this date telling this person what to wear on a first-time date. And so what's sad is these men out there never know, because nobody wants to be rude and tell them, but they're never going to know why they're not getting a second date.
Mm-hmm.
That's so interesting. Oh, go ahead, Joe.
I was just saying, and what else would be, it just popped in my head. If you're part of management, the way you look is
on the job.
On the job is a huge part of of how effective you are in that position.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You come in looking like a slob, and the people who work for you are not going to be that impressed.
If you're very, very brilliant, it tends to get overlooked, I will tell you that.
But that's a hurdle.
Not for most people.
That's right.
Most people working their way up have to Sure. Have to look the part.
That's right.
Yeah.
Now, some of the listeners right now might say, well, you know, how do you charge? You know, would I be able to afford it? That's sort of running through my mind, you know, how this whole setup works. Because you always hear the rich and famous, you know, they have their image consultants for sure and,
yes.
and things like
mm-hmm.
that. In fact, I knew someone in L.A. I forgot his name. Even if I knew his name, I wouldn't mention it. But he picked out clothes for, like, Senator Kennedy and, you know, all these top-name mm-hmm. people.
Wow.
And, you know, I always wondered how he charged. Mm-hmm. Never asked him. But how is that? I mean, is it how do you do that?
You know, I do know somebody who charges $100,000 for a three-day session with them. I am not.
Really?
Yes.
A three-day yeah. session on what to wear?
Yes. And well, then, that includes, like, buying of the new,
oh, I was gonna
replenishing
say
the wardrobe
that.
Yeah. and that kind of yeah. thing. Yes. But,
a shopping spree, sir.
Right,
come
yes.
with me. And,
but, no, I'm much more reasonable, and on my website, which is doesthisponytail.com, I usually have hourly rates, but I also, which are $150, and or a half day is my most popular package, and that's usually enough to go through the closet and go to a couple of stores and get a nice start, and a lot of my clients will hire me seasonally.
Oh, I see. So you actually take them to the stores.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, that's
and
worthwhile.
The other thing, too, is a lot of the stores, I know who's having a sale if it's Macy's. So my half day is $500. And then what I do is when I save people a lot of money because I know when somebody's having a sale. I keep coupons for different stores like Macy's or White House Black Market. I shop within anyone's budget. So I can do Nordstrom's mm-hmm. or Saks. I can also do custom tailored clothing for men. Mm-hmm. And if somebody is more on a budget and we need to do Target or Marshalls, mm-hmm. those types of places, I can shop on any budget.
Now, do you set a goal? Like, you know, this is Coach's Corner. So is there a goal that you go over with the people why they need to change their image? Is it what their criteria is? Is it just strictly for dating or for, you know, career upward mobility, or what are some of the criteria that's important?
You know, it's really, I do get some people who are going through a life change and they're just sick and tired of being sick and tired of where they're at and they want an update or a change. It might be a transition in career. It could be they've lost a lot of weight. It could be because they were recently divorced
yeah.
or
mm-hmm.
going through a divorce.
Is that
and
a big
they
one
want,
for you?
Yes,
that was
is.
Mine. That was when, yeah, it was yeah, the getting back into it. Yeah, back into mm-hmm. the dating market. Yeah.
Right. And there's four different wardrobes, and actually I'm allergic to exercise, but so I really there's a fifth. There's a fifth one I'm discovering, and that's workout wear. So,
oh, workout
but,
wear.
But, yeah, so there's your formal wear, your career wear, your social wear, casual wear, and then some people really enjoy their workout wear, so yeah. I guess there's a fifth one in there.
Wow, that I think that's fascinating, actually. You know, we have a dating show called Match No Match.
Oh.
And No is spelled K-N-O-W, so that might be interesting
okay.
to have you as a guest mm-hmm. on that show. And we also have the divorce show.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, so we get them dating, get them divorced, and get them dating
people.
Again.
Yeah.
That's how we roll.
Yes, I mean, exactly.
No, the divorce show isn't like, oh, yeah, let's get you divorced. It's about emotional healing. It's really to prevent divorce if we can.
Right.
Because that's a very sad thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Wow. So this is so interesting. This is fascinating. And back to Lori.
Yeah. So the reason I thought it would be really cool to have Dana on here was because I'd had this life-altering experience, and I love the show What Not to Wear. Mm-hmm. I just absolutely adore that. And there was a few others like it, but I'm really fond of Stacey and Clinton and how they just sort of slap people into the right place. And you watch people that go through these makeovers just transform. And they usually often fight it initially, at least on that show, they fight it. So there's a point where people accept that they need some help. And I think it's that way with coaches, too. I mean,
True.
We find that, too.
Oh, absolutely.
People can be in pain for a long, long time.
Long time.
And then suddenly they get the hint that, well, maybe I ought to hire a professional. And then it's,
Change is difficult.
Yeah.
It's always
yeah.
difficult.
So when people come to you, Dana, tell us a story about somebody that has come to you that you think is really a good indication of what people go through when they go through this transformation, or like we like to call it reinvention. So how do people reinvent with you?
Well, I have a client. I also, there's a testimonial if you'd like to read more about it on my website. But one of my clients, she actually, I also do a class, an online class called 5 Weeks to Fabulous. So it's a do-it-yourself, which is a little more reasonable if somebody wants to do that. Mm-hmm. And she actually took my class, but she was very, a little bit depressed, in a rut, and not feeling so great about herself. And one of the things I talked to her about, and she had a little girl and a daughter, and I said, it's not what's taught, it's what's caught. Mm-hmm. And you're teaching your daughter by example, good or bad. Would you ever want her to feel like you do now or be where you're at? And she was telling me she wanted to work on her inside, not her first, before her outside. And I was explaining to her how they really go hand in hand and how it can lift your your spirits. And so she took my class, and it really did transform and change her outlook on life. She, you know, started a new business, and she just realized one of the things I like to stress with people is, a lot, especially here in Arizona, I think we dress a little casual.
Very. Yes.
And but it's gone. Casual means relaxed. It doesn't mean dress like a slob or roll out of bed and whatever you wore that to sleep in.
Yeah.
But some people, you know, aren't really paying attention to the details. So that's something that I think is really important, is that it doesn't take much more effort to make sure that your hair's done, your makeup's done, if you're a woman, that your shoes are polished, to pay attention to the details, and you can still be comfortable and casual and look good.
Okay. So the person that you have the testimonial from, she felt transformed afterwards then? And what kind of changes did you see in her after?
Right. Well, one of the things is this, she even says in her testimonial that she's 4'11" and she's in her 30s, but she looks much younger. So she was treated as a child. And she said now, because of her outward appearance, she feels much more confident. So she said she says she might be a little taller.
Sure. As somebody that's 5'2", I get that.
Yes.
I think that can work. Why don't we take a quick break? And when we come back, I do have a question about a great book, one of the first books I ever read on, I'd say psychology, called Psycho-Cybernetics. Anyone ever hear of that?
No.
Very, very good book. It talks exactly on point. This guy was a plastic surgeon, and I'll tell you the story when we come back, and we'll be right back.
Are you standing at a crossroad in life wondering what's next? Is it time to reinvent your relationship, your career, your life? Whether you're ready for a reinvention revolution or a reinvention evolution, the support of a couple of great coaches can get you there. When you decide it's time to take your life from just functional to optimal, call Joe and Lori Battaglia of Living the Dream Coaches, 888-505-5762. That's 888-505-5762, or go online to www.livingthedreamcoaches.com. That's www.livingthedreamcoaches.com.
Your body is the greatest gift that you will ever be given. How well are you taking care of yours? Hey everyone, this is Journey Reeves, owner of Mind Body Unlimited. More important than time or money, your health is the secret to a truly wealthy life. We can customize an exercise and diet program that greatly enhances your quality of life. If you are sick and tired of feeling sick and tired, give us a buzz at 480-370-7768. That's 480-370-7768 to schedule your free, no-obligation consultation today.
Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues, corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl.com.
Hi, I'm Paul, and I'm on the spectrum.
And I'm Kim, and I'm an autism specialist.
The second Monday and Tuesday of each month at 3 p.m. on 1010 a.m.
and online at breakradioshow.com, live and archived.
We're here to help you with
Understanding Autism.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. And this is Coach's Corner, second Monday of the month from 2 to 3, Lori and Joel Battaglia. And in-studio guest, Dana Lamb, who wrote, I should say co-authored, Does This Ponytail Make My Butt Look Big? I love that title. What do you think?
I love that title.
Loaded question.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
What, you know
don't
the answer.
Answer, man.
Yeah, what do you say if a wife or a girlfriend asks you that?
Yeah.
Well, obviously the answer is no.
Exactly. But get rid of the ponytail. That's the big thing.
You know how it came about was that the, it was kind of making fun of stay-at-home moms who wear their hair in a ponytail and wear sweats every day.
It's
kind of what it was. There's nothing wrong with a ponytail or but if that's your uniform every day, you might need an intervention.
The mailman may not like you. Mm-hmm. Okay, there's my mailman joke for today. Now, Tommy, no drums on that, huh? Okay, too late for that one. Okay, you can pick up your last check on the way off. No, just teasing. Tom is great. He's my favorite producer. This guy is great. He does all our shows.
He's dancing.
Breakthrough Thinking, Breakthrough Sports, you name it. And when we go to Vegas, he'll be there too. And maybe if we do the state fair again. You were there helping me all the time, remember? You were good. Okay, anyway. Now, Psycho-Cybernetics was a book probably written, 30 years ago.
Wow.
No, 40 years ago. I don't know, long time ago. We'll just say in excess of 30 years ago. By a plastic surgeon. And what they noticed, it might be similar and different at the same time, that he could repair. He's a great plastic surgeon and repair, and fix up people. And they look like regular. I mean, what they looked like before.
Mm-hmm.
But somehow their beliefs were impacted and they saw themselves in the mirror still as injured prior to surgery.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was interesting. And it is more on an insight approach, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And it's probably more for the coaches here in the neurolinguistic programming. So, but I do think that's interesting. So do you, it seems like a good fit would be, Dana and Laurie and Joe to go at it from both sides. Does that make sense to you?
Yes. We've talked about that.
Yes.
Have you?
We have.
It really does go hand in hand.
Yeah.
Because I suspect a lot of people certainly will respond very positively to a different image.
Mm-hmm.
But working on the inside, that could also lead to good outside results.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think when we've done, we think about one of our clients who could probably use that kind of help.
Mm-hmm.
People will work on the inside. That specifically, we tend to draw in a lot of type A career women to our coaching business. And they frequently are so into their jobs and things that the family is important, but sometimes gets pushed to the side for the career. So does the dressing. It's like we talked about the stay-at-home thing. Mm-hmm. But even going to work, you tend to dress the same way year after year after year. And I know for myself, I was raised by a stay-at-home mom who basically when she put makeup on, she powdered her nose and she put her red lipstick on and off she went. And I didn't know anything about makeup or anything else. And so for me, I had no good role model really on how to dress and tended to get raised by a very thrifty family that got hand-me-downs from a girl down the street that was a lot larger than I was. So they never quite fit right. And that transferred over into adulthood of, who am I? How do I dress this person? And I came into the workforce in the 80s when women got ahead by dressing like men. You had your menswear suit, and I've always liked my hair
big
short.
Shoulder pads.
The big Linda Evans shoulder pad.
To make you look more buff and
broad and everything.
Yes.
And it was all about power and your power suits and stuff. And so when I went for mine, it was really because I needed some lessons and things like that. So I don't know.
Right, and not a lot of my not all my clients need a lot of help. Some of them already dress nice, but mm-hmm. they just need a little help in certain areas. And what I find is a lot of people hold on to things for way too long.
Oh my gosh,
you
yes.
Don't yes. buy something and keep it forever.
Yes.
You know, most items have about a 4-year. I mean, there are some classics, but most things after 4 years really aren't up to date and current in mm-hmm. style. And you need something new.
You mean I have to throw out my 10-year-old
yes.
shirts or my 20-year-old sweatshirt?
Did you get rid of that Manoa one yet or the the mystery one? Did it go?
Okay. Well, some things might be able to go in the Halloween box.
Well, that, yes. now that sweatshirt was totally comfortable. It was 35 years old, but it was really comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. And it looked that way.
And the frugal dresser here wants to hang
yes.
on to that.
Exactly.
Well, there are things like, I guess, maybe skiing, camping,
sure.
you know, it
but
depends.
He doesn't
it depends
do
on
any
the
of that.
Occasion. Yes.
I have clothes I haven't even opened for 4 years. So.
See?
Wow.
No, really. I look and I go, wow, look at that. I didn't even.
The tags are still.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of them. I could be a used clothes store or yes. a new
well,
clothes store.
So you can do that. You can take them to the consignment store and make money. So that's what I help people do. I help people to feel okay. I do get a little bit into their psyche on
yeah.
that of,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's okay to release this and let it go. And you could maybe make some money and let somebody else use it. And then also you're going to would you rather walk into your closet every morning and walk into a thrift store or walk into a boutique?
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you have it, when you
yeah.
know that everything
yeah.
in there looks great, fits you, is flattering on you. And projects the image that you want the world
very
to see,
yes.
then it's going to be easier. It's going to be less stressful in the morning. It's going to be easier to get ready. You don't need to have it crammed full of mm-hmm. stuff you mm-hmm. don't wear or that's
yeah.
ugly.
Mm-hmm.
Do you find that the men are more difficult to handle? And I mean by that I can only come from personal experience.
Mm-hmm.
I am probably the most fashion blind person on earth. I mean,
the second.
I would be perfectly happy.
What's the odds of having the first two in this room?
In the world, right here. Yeah. I would be perfectly happy if everybody had uniforms where
yes.
all the men wore this, that's it, one thing, and all the women wore something. It'd be great. Mm-hmm. Be easy. You could buy one.
Just like Star Trek.
Maybe
exactly,
they need to make
exactly.
it grand. Remember
yeah, like
grand animals for
yeah,
adults
exactly.
where you match
yeah,
the colors.
Sure. But I don't really have an eye for it. You know, it's very mm-hmm. difficult for me
yeah.
to look at
I
clothes.
Know why, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know why?
Why?
Who wants to know why?
I do.
Okay. From have you heard of neuro-linguistic programming?
Yes.
Okay. So that's part of what the radio show's about. I'm an NLP practitioner. Now, what happens is, people have strategies for everything. They will pick their clothes based on a strategy. Now, is it so? Let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start with Joe.
Okay,
Joe. The very first thing you notice when you're in a clothing store, do you pick something out from based on what it looks like, how it sounds, or how you feel?
Feel. Well, you mean inside how I feel?
No, how you feel,
or how it fits,
or how it feels.
No. No, purely color.
It's
color, yeah. That's the first thing I look for is color.
And then what's the second thing?
Does it fit?
Okay, third thing? Nothing with the feel, the material?
Oh, yeah, well, that's a given. I only wear cotton.
Then the first choice is kinesthetic then?
True, yes.
Okay,
it has to be cotton.
That's the reason. I thought that because he's very kinesthetic.
Mm-hmm,
I know
mm-hmm.
that. Joe is very kinesthetic. I'm going to give you a test someday, and it'll be like 100 kinesthetic. But that's how I am, too. I would rather feel – it has to feel really comfortable.
You know, you're right. I do that. I walk in and
there
do
is
this.
No doubt about
yes,
it.
Yes, he does.
And
yeah.
everyone has a strategy. It's not right. It's mm-hmm. not wrong. It's just your strategy.
I see.
And a lot of people will have a visual strategy. So the very so all you have to do is to figure someone's strategy out mm-hmm. is ask the same question I did.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing, what do you notice about the first thing that you do when you're about to pick out some clothing? It's something you see, that's visual. Something that you hear, meaning something that maybe you say to yourself or a salesperson or something you feel. And so Joe and I are very kinesthetic,
yeah.
mm-hmm. almost exclusively.
That's
I'll tell
true.
You, I won't wear anything that, I don't care how good or bad it looks.
That's right.
Well, maybe how No, I'll get her bad at least.
Men are more about comfort, though. You're right.
Total comfort.
Yeah. Yes.
Yep. So let's ask Lori. So
have you already diagnosed me?
No, I'm going to say I'm not sure yet. I could tell with Joe because it's so predominant. I mean, you're just totally kinesthetic. I'm going to say probably visual.
Yeah,
but
I think.
Yeah, so you want to imagine going into a clothing store, your favorite clothing store. And the first thing you notice about you, about how you're going to pick something out, is it something you see, something that you hear, something that you feel? What is that first?
It would definitely be something that I see.
See, okay. Mm-hmm. And then what's the second, you think?
I think it would be feel next. I would feel the fabric and see if it looked like it was going to feel comfortable on me.
Okay. And then the third thing?
Hear is always last. I don't get much from hearing things.
Let's go to Dana.
Yeah.
Very first thing that you notice about you when you go into a boutique or a clothing store, what's the first thing you notice about when you're going to pick out some clothing?
Definitely for yourself? How things look.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's interesting. Now, does that play into what you do as a consultant? Because everyone has a different strategy. And again, it's not right. It's not wrong. It could be limiting because can people get over how it feels? Maybe. Yeah. Perhaps they can.
Well, where I think the challenge comes in for a lot of people, or you know, you say, most people feel that women love to shop, right?
I did make that statement earlier,
didn't I? And that's not true. I found most women don't like to shop, and here's why.
Yeah.
Because they go shopping when they have a special event, an job interview, a party to go to, they're going on vacation.
They're getting married.
Yes, and they wait. Mm-hmm. And they wait till 2 days before the event.
Oh.
Or maybe 1 day before.
Yes.
And they're out running around shopping, and they come home with empty bags because they have something specific in mind they're looking for, and they can't find it, and they get frustrated. Or they find it, but they can't find it in their size. And so they are frustrated. And so I help people to shop differently so that they can enjoy shopping. And that's what my clients will say. I know you had asked, what do they say? I have clients who will email me and say, guess what? I went shopping today and I actually enjoyed it. Or my past clients will say, every time I try something on or look in the mirror, I hear your voice in my ear saying, you know, do you love this? Mm-hmm. Never buy anything. I have 3 tips. Can I give them?
Sure.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you want to ask yourself 3 things before you buy anything new. And also when you're reviewing your wardrobe and purging, you want to look at every item and ask yourself, do I love it? Not, oh, it's okay. It was only $10. Because if you don't love it, it's not a great deal. $10 is not a good deal. There's something as the per wear value. The second thing is, does it fit you and is it flattering on your physique? Because if it doesn't fit you and you love it, you can't get it altered. So if you want to take it, but a lot of people wear things that are too big or too tight, and that's not attractive.
Right.
And sometimes people who are heavier will wear things too big, and it makes them look larger. Or if they're wearing something too tight, nobody wants to look at a sausage, you know, crammed into something. That's not a good look.
Yeah.
And so that's the second question. And then the third is, does it project the image that you want the world to see? And that may be different for your business versus your social versus your casual. It may be the same for all of them. Everyone is different. And so I think that's where people get stuck in a rut is that they, you know, it's like, oh, I was this way when I was 18. And then they keep dressing the same way and they're a different person. And, you know, maybe you used to be more classic and now you're more modern.
Yeah.
That's a very good point. Why don't we take another quick break and then I'll ask the question. What are some – how do you – really determine what people want to project? What message do people want to project out there? And I guess it is context related, depending on if it's work, if it's social, and other contexts like that. And when we come back, we'll find out how to do that, and we'll be right back.
Beerenbaum Baum and Spien PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birenbaum and Spien works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Hello, I'm Jessica Olson, and I'm here to introduce you to someone whose job it is to stand together with you at the worst of times. Life throws us unexpected curveballs, including losing loved ones, caretaking, troubled retirements, job losses, and legal settlements. Meet certified financial planner Larry Moscat, who pioneered crisis financial counseling. With a background as a clinical psychology practitioner, Larry has helped numerous people see through their crises to a brighter financial future. Larry?
Thank you, Jessica. At our firm, RII Advisors in North Scottsdale, we know terrible times don't usually last, but the effects of anxiety-infused financial decisions can last a lifetime. For 30 years, our prime goal has been to introduce freedom from fear and a feeling of financial security for our clients. We then move forward with safety and best-case outcome results when it comes to the financial decisions made during the worst of times.
To learn more, log on to www.RIIAdvisors.com. That's RIIAdvisors.com for information on how to get help. Once again, that's RIIAdvisors.com for financial counseling during life's most challenging times.
Hi, I'm Paul, and I'm on the spectrum.
And I'm Kim, and I'm an autism specialist.
The second Monday and Tuesday of each month at 3 p.m. on 1010 a.m.
and online at breakradioshow.com, live and archived.
We're here to help you with
Understanding Autism.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. This is Coach's Corner, starring Lori and Joel Battaglia. Living the dream, coaches.
Indeed.
And you are living the dream.
That we are.
Yes. That's the only way to be in life is living your dream every second, every moment.
Exactly.
And then some.
Yes.
Yeah, see? Yes. And in-studio guest Dana Lamb, author, co-author of this, Does This Ponytail Make My Butt Look Big? And I love that title. I want to read this book. Where do I get one of these books? At Borders?
You can get electronic books online. You can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all the major retailers have it available.
Excellent. That's pretty cool.
Yes.
You're an author.
I know. I know that we've sold a book in Australia and in Spain. I had a girl in Spain me on Facebook. And,
really?
And she bought my book, from Amazon UK.
Wow. Aww.
So that was pretty exciting. So I'm global.
Yes.
International. You're an international rock star.
The title alone sells the book.
It does. Oh, yeah.
It is. I am amazed. It does. Right. Yeah. It just came out in December, and we're really happy with the sales are, pretty consistent across the country. And, so every week I'll see, somebody bought it in Detroit. Somebody bought it in New York City. I mean, so it's all strangers.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it's very exciting. Yes.
That is very, very cool. Now, Tommy, you want to buy this book? Yeah. He has great ties.
He does have a great tie on.
He wears a different tie every day. I've never seen him with a duplicate.
Wow. I was actually going to comment on that. Yeah, when you were taking your picture.
Really? We could do it on there, can we?
Yeah.
Wait, give me a wink or a nod if we can.
What?
If we can comment on his tie in there.
Oh,
I thought it was going to be an off-air joke. It's colorful, I must say. But he must have like 1,000 ties. How many ties do you have, Tom? 1,000?
About that.
Really? So this is what I'd like to say about that. That's, I think that I always say you need to be authentic and to you. So you can't be somebody else that you try not to be someone else. Mm-hmm. So I think it's great. If that's what you love and you love all those ties, you just want to do everything you can to always rock them, to always make sure that when you're wearing those ties that you look hip and cool.
Yes, and he does that every time, every show. He's hip and cool with all these interesting ties, except if he goes to that restaurant. What's it called? I forgot what it's called. The
Peak. Pinnacle Peak.
Yeah, they cut your tie in half.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Yikes. He's had many half ties in this studio. Now, the message, that's what we wanted to talk about. How do people determine what message they want? That's probably where maybe coaching comes in.
Yeah. We talk with people about how they want to show up in the world. And there's a lot of things on personal branding and, who do you want to be and all those kinds of things. And again, it's a combination of the inside you and the outside you. So I love that Dana talks about authenticity because we talk about that a lot with people. People oftentimes think that in order to get what they want in life, whether it's the job or the next boyfriend or girlfriend or whatever it is, that they have to change who they are and be someone else. Yeah. And that never lasts for very long. You can't sustain it.
Right. It's a real easy question. And it amazes me that if you ask somebody what they don't like, what they don't want, they've got a list an arm long, but ask them what they do want, what they really want. They shake their heads. They have no clue, and that's the reason because they're trying to be someone else, not themselves.
Yeah.
Now, Dana, do you help people with messages? Do you actually advise them and sort of sort through it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I've had coaches myself, and I've been through a lot of different therapy and education and self-help, and so I think because of that, I add that side, even though it seems superficial and about the outside, it is so much more about what's going on in people's heads. So I do help them with that, and being authentic is so much because it doesn't work, because even if somebody tries to be someone they're not, they put that outfit on, it's not going to feel right. It's not going to feel good. And so I just ask them the question. So let's say if we were working on your career wardrobe, or you can pick whatever one, Dave, if I asked you, how do you want others to see you? And what, just think of what adjectives. Do you want them to see you as powerful, successful, confident,
That's
affluent?
A good question. That is a very good question. That's similar to the question once at a seminar. They go, what animal do you most remind you of?
Yeah.
And I said, what did I say? I think I said a porpoise.
Oh.
Because I have a porpoise in my life. I mean, a purpose.
No.
Tom's not even laughing.
Oh, gosh.
He's heard it all.
No, I think I did say that. How about you guys? What animal?
What animal? Well, cat or a monkey.
Because?
Well, cats are very independent.
They
don't really care what you think. They just do their own thing. And so there's that piece of me. And then the monkey. I've always wanted a monkey, but Joe won't let me get one because he said they're smelly and they cause problems.
Do you like to change diapers?
Not really.
And Joe, what type animal?
Oh, boy. I just sit here thinking about it. If I had to pick an animal that would fit what I project, it's probably an owl, I would guess.
Then Dana.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's so hard. So you're saying an animal that's more like your...
That would really communicate what you're about.
Not to copy Lori, but I really like the monkey too because I like to have fun, and they also are in communities, and so I'm very social, and I like to be with other people, and so I think monkeys are very social.
They are.
Yes.
Yeah.
And now I bought enough time to
I was
gonna ask
say, so Dave, what's the answer?
The
to
answer
Dana's
is
question.
The message is friendly and influential.
Okay.
Yeah, that
those
makes
are,
sense.
Those are the two.
Yeah.
In fact, I'll give you, just very quick, when I started my CPA firm in Century City, we did very well. We grew very quickly in 4 years. One of the fastest growing local CPA firms out there. But I sat down with my original partner and I said, what's your goal in life? He says, to be in the top 10 richest people in the world. I go, oh, lucky I'm his partner. Okay, so I said, that's good. And he said, what do I want? I go, to be one in the top 10 most influential. I think that's even more priceless. Mm-hmm. But so anyway, that so how would so knowing that friendly and influential.
Well, we would. What I would do is going through your closet. If I were going through that with you, we would look at each piece, and if that applies to only your business, or if that applies to all of it, we would go through and we would ask. You would ask yourself. Okay, does this, when I wear, or you can even put it on and look in the mirror and say, does this project the image of friendly? Do I look friendly and influential in this outfit? And before you purchase anything, because it's really all
good
about
point.
How you, it's really all about how you feel inside.
Yeah.
Because I could tell you, oh my gosh, you look handsome. You look amazing. That outfit fits you perfectly. You look like $1 million. But if you don't feel it inside,
it's not going to happen.
No, it's not going to happen. And guess what? You're going to buy it, take it home, put it in your closet, and you're never going to wear it again.
That's a good point.
And so I tell clients, I mean, I always tell them, I can tell by their face. I can tell by their demeanor. And there's different ones, because there might be one time, oh, yeah, I can just see that they are not loving it. And I'm like, I can tell you don't love it. Take it off. Then there's other times that they're like, gosh, I don't know. You know, I'm so tired of doing the same thing. I kind of like this, but they're not quite sure. That's when I go, you know what? Go home. Think about it. You can always leave the tags on it. You can always return it. And that's when I just had a client last Tuesday, and she was texting me pictures of her new outfits as she was going out with her husband, like three different outfits she wore, and her husband loved them all. And they were all outfits that she's like, I never would have picked anything like this out.
Yes.
But because I was there, and she would have never even put those outfits together. And I help people to mix and match things also so they can save money and save time.
Yep.
Because that's another thing I see people doing is they wear the same top with the same pair of pants or the same skirt, and they're missing out. And they can maximize your wardrobe by mixing and matching and putting accessories together. So
that is so cool. So Joe, what's the image you want?
The image that I want to portray?
Yeah.
Probably.
You can't take mine now.
Wisdom. Wisdom.
Oh, wisdom. That's
wisdom,
a good one. Well, I might want yours. I like that one. Yeah, wisdom.
That's probably the most important.
Sounds like you can take them shopping together. Yeah.
I bet. Yeah, probably. Yeah. All right. So, Lori, how about what image?
I had to do this for a branding class, and I think I called myself a rule-breaking guru or something like that. I too want to portray the wisdom. That's why I let the hair grow out gray or white. I prefer to think it's white. And, I think there's something about aging naturally that makes people think you're okay and you got it together. And,
oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
And Dana, what's your image?
Oh, confident yet approachable and fun.
That's a good one.
Yeah. I was going to say classy.
Yeah.
Oh. Actually, that really fits.
Yes,
that
does
fit.
That does fit.
You
it
are
does.
Good at what you do. You probably hired yourself. That is phenomenal. Now, one movie I think really speaks to what you just talked about is a movie called Grease. Do you remember that?
Way back when, yeah.
Sure.
And John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John, where she was dressed really proper, and he was this sort of
He was the greaser.
Guy or,
yes.
Yeah. And then at the end, what happened?
She puts on the leather.
Yes.
So is that something that you're talking about, that the message is, it was clear there?
Yeah. Right.
And he put on the sweater lettered in track or something.
Yeah.
So is that what you're talking about somewhat?
I guess so. But, I mean, and it depends. I mean, obviously, that's a movie, but it really, and she was a little bit awkward, remember, trying to smoke throw the cigarette. So it wasn't, was that really authentically her? But I think at the end, she really got into it, and she looked great.
She did.
Now, you've all heard, and we've talked about this on the dating show, is some women, in fact, it seems like a lot, like the bad boy.
Oh, Joe talks about that all
the time. My favorite subject.
Yeah, the bad boy. And so how would you encourage a woman to dress if she wanted to track the bad boy?
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
Good
That's
one, huh?
Loaded.
Controversy.
That's a loaded
question.
I guess it depends on what kind of bad boy.
Well, what kind of bad boy? Well, I don't know, Joe. You know this topic, right?
Oh, boy. You know,
are there a lot of different bad boys? I thought that just the general A-type bad boy that...
I think that's so toxic. And, that whole idea that you're inviting someone to take advantage of you.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
That's the way I see the bad boy and the bad boy syndrome, because that's really what happens. You know, he's so exciting. And then they wonder why they get tossed to the side and dumped, well, you know, it's a scorpion. That's what they do.
They bite. Yeah.
They bite.
They sting. They sting.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. That's always amazed me. It mystified me why women are attracted to that sort of person,
mm-hmm.
because you know the outcome.
What do you think?
It's the movies. No. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. Opposites. What I've learned is opposites attract, but they don't last.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
That may be exciting for a while, but it's not going to last. So if somebody actually, even though it's not really my business or job, I would have to discourage them from that if they came to me and wanted that.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's, you know, there could be somebody, like I've had a client who is very corporate and formal during the day for their business, but they ride Harleys on the weekend.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that could be something where maybe your weekend activities are that bad boy alter mm-hmm. ego.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's true. They're called yuppies, right?
Are they called yuppies? Baby boomers, yes.
Or what are the ones that are called on the Harley? They're a different name, right?
I don't know.
There is a name.
I don't know.
Wait, for
a yuppie cycle. No, I don't know.
It's true, though.
There is something.
Professionals,
it is true. Yeah.
So so let's talk a little bit more. So how would you work, you know, with a coach, inside, outside, and that's interesting to me,
mm-hmm.
and I think to a lot of people, because what happens then is it's almost like, well, as a CPA in tax and in law, tax law, you have form over substance, or sometimes substance over form, and this sort of reminds me of this mm-hmm. in a way. But the form, it seems like after, you know, 50 minutes of talking with you, it has a lot of substance to it, though. But how would you, you know, go inside-outside approach in conjunction with that? And
mm-hmm.
let's just open this up, because I think that can do really wonders for people, because if you don't change beliefs, if you think you don't deserve something, ultimately you're going to really manifest mm-hmm. that belief.
Yeah. Yeah.
So how would you guys work together?
I think when we talk to Dana, it's sort of like some people will come for the internal coaching first, and then really need to fix the outside to match what is going on inside. And others will start with the outside and probably need to work on the inside so that the outside isn't just a facade
mm-hmm.
that people are seeing. So I really think you could come at it from either direction. It's a beautiful blend when you get it together, because as you're fixing the inside, a lot of times when you're making big changes in your life, you're still in the same peer group. You're still dressing the same. You're still in the same house. You're still in the same environment, I guess I'd say.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really hard to break. If you're surrounded by people who have always supported you in a negative manner, let's say that they like it when you're always in conflict, they like the drama, and you've decided to ditch drama, it's hard to walk away from that when you're still surrounded by it constantly. And a lot of people find that relationships and things fall away. So I really think it's the combination of the inside and the outside go well together.
Yeah,
do you think?
I would say probably more efficiently would be to look at the inside first.
Mm-hmm.
Get a clear view of exactly who you are, what you want to project, and then
mm-hmm. yeah.
and then go ahead and reinvent the outside.
Yeah, you'd have a better idea
exactly.
about what
going.
You want to mm-hmm. project out there. Because I think if somebody's never
first.
Thought of it before, they might have a hard time with that question.
But that could be something, too. You know, what you both do is usually ongoing, or it might be over several months or years.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's something that you don't have to wait until they're done with that process with you.
Right.
But it could be done during
along the way.
And mm-hmm. I think it would probably help to sustain both of them.
I think so, too.
And
because
probably
if you're
accelerate it.
Because, right, if your inside and your outside are more in alignment with each other, you'll be able to maintain mm-hmm. that. So
they partner up nicely, that's mm-hmm. for sure.
I think so, too. Now, let me ask you this. We have maybe 5 minutes left or so. Is that right, Tom?
Mm-hmm.
5 minutes? Yes. I will come up.
Six minutes.
There we go. Now, the question is married couples. If one of the spouses makes a change like that dramatically, does that create some problems sometimes? You know, let's say you have a sort of a rocky marriage, and let's say the wife
mm-hmm.
starts dressing like, whoa, what happens? Mm-hmm. Have you seen that before?
Well, I've seen it both ways. And I think that depends on how healthy the man is or the other partner is. Because if it's somebody who's unhealthy, I've had where he does not like that she looks too good. He'd rather keep her down, keep her looking yucky. And that's a big red flag. And then, but I think that in a healthy relationship and when both people are healthy and the other person is really trying to look their best, they're like, wow, there's my wife. I always knew she was in there. And they love it and they're appreciative of it. I had one client who he instructed his wife that she was not allowed to shop without me. Because I'm serious. Really? She was in her early 40s, but she would shop. She dressed in stuff that my mom wouldn't even wear. You know, somebody like she dressed like she would steer to the 70, 80 year old woman section. And I'm like, you are dressing. No, you can't wear that.
No, I can imagine that. Right. That where it could go either way, depending on the confidence level of the guy. Right.
That happens with coaching, too. I mean, we've got women in the practice that are, you know, shifting and changing, and there's oftentimes a relationship that sits off to the side there where they've lost touch. You want to comment on that?
Quite clearly, and you know, it's a little bit disconcerting because you can see clearly where the problem lies, and you know, unless they're willing to do something about it, you know, it's not our job to go there. Yet I still see it.
Well, we do encourage them to go there to figure out how they want to be in that relationship because it's typically not one-sided. Yeah. It is both parties have sort of grown apart, and the question is, do you want to stay together? And because we work with a lot of people that are baby boomers and or that are 40-ish and up, so Generation X and baby boomers now. And they've been with people for a while, and they're just starting to think about how they want to be in that relationship. So
what you guys do, I think, is so important because if you with the couple aspect of it, and I think because you're right, because either if one person is growing, and I've experienced this myself, when one person is growing and the other person is not, you are going to grow apart and you can't help it. You really have to be on growing together. So I love the whole aspect of your couples coaching.
And throwing just a little bit of a plug. Hope Springs.
Yes, we just saw Hope Springs.
Oh, you saw that.
I want to see that.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Was
that a remake of the Sandra Bullock Hope Springs?
I don't know, because I don't know if I saw that one, but I don't think so. I don't think so.
Just the same title, then.
Doesn't matter. Meryl Streep can do anything.
She's fantastic.
Amazing.
Right?
Yes.
Best actress ever.
Yeah. She is playing a very meek, mild-mannered wife in this one, which is certain speaks to her acting prowess. And Tommy Lee Jones is just this angry middle-aged guy, and they have grown apart. There's no intimacy in the marriage. There's nothing. And Steve Carell is the... is the straight man this time, and he's the psychologist that puts them back together.
Well worth the watch, though.
Helps them, too.
Well, worth paying full fare for.
Yes.
So would this be called, quote-unquote, a chick flick?
I don't know. What do you think, Joe? I don't think so.
No.
All couples. All couples.
Yeah, it was. It was mostly middle-aged couples.
Yeah.
And women.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
That's who it's addressed to.
Yeah.
It's interesting. I think that message is needed right
now. Absolutely.
I mean, I know a lot of people who are going down that path, and it's really
angry old men.
Yeah.
just a difference. A loss of intimacy.
That people want more out of their life. They're realizing they want more passion in their life and that it's not okay to live a mediocre life and just exist with somebody for 40 or 50 years. Can have the fairy tale, at you two.
Yes,
exactly. That's how we started the show. This is how we end the show.
Yeah.
How do people get in touch with you?
Well, you can reach me at 602-481-8375. Or my website is doesthisponytail.com.
I love that. So
and you're
does
on Facebook
this
as well. You're on Facebook.
Yes, I am on Facebook and Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
My Twitter is thisponytail.
I love that. This ponytail.
And I'm starting a Ponytail Confessions. It's a new membership site where I'll be doing some weekly videos and video training. Yes.
Oh, how cool is that?
Oh,
that's
great.
And Living the Dream Coaches, how do they get in touch with you?
And to get in touch with us, it's www.livingthedreamcoaches.com. And our phone number is 888-505-5762.
Very good.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So any last-minute comments, Mr. Joe?
No time for the rant this time.
No time for the
rant.
Oh,
no time for the
That's
rant.
Okay.
We only
That's
have
okay.
1 minute.
If you're interested in my rant, go right to the website. You can read my blog. It is this week's
It's the Cup of Joe.
Cup of Joe.
There's Laurie on Life right next side, beside it.
I love that stuff. A Cup of Joe and Laurie on Life. I could see this being on MSNBC.
Me too.
I love it.
Yes, this is great. Well, Dana Lamb, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks. This was so much fun.
Yeah.
Oh, this
we always
great.
Come back. That's one of the goals.
We're
going
to get you
have
back.
Fun.
Yeah. We have a lot of shows to get you back on. Lori and Joe, thank you. And
thank
we'll
you.
See you in about a month.
Yeah.
About a month.
And stay tuned for Understanding Autism up at 3 o'clock, and we'll be right back.
FamilyValuesRadio.net
1010 KXXT
Tolleson, Phoenix.
Hopefully, you'll never have to experience a disaster such as a fire or a flood striking your home or business. But if you do, know there's someone out there who can quickly help you get life back to normal. That someone is ServiceMaster by Disaster Professionals. Just call 602-431-2222. And our professionals will be there to lend a hand. You can be confident knowing ServiceMaster Clean has over 50 years of experience restoring damaged homes and businesses after frightening events such as fires, floods, vandalisms, and other disasters. We can offer services such as emergency cleaning, smoke, soot, and odor removal, in addition to water and fire damage repair. Our solid reputation is the reason insurance companies nationwide know ServiceMaster Clean will get the job done quickly and professionally. Plus, we guarantee to do the work right the first time, or we'll do it over with no questions asked. That's ServiceMaster Clean. We're the company that's first to respond to your call, first to arrive on the scene, and first to guarantee relief. Because delays and hassles are the last thing you need. Remember, 602-431-2222 for ServiceMaster Clean by Disaster Professionals. And get the clean you expect and the service you deserve.
In today's environment, short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcy seem to be the norm and not the exception. These events can be devastating emotionally as well as financially. But just when you thought it was over, you might start to wonder about the tax consequences of short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcy. Tax law can be very complex, and it would be critical to understand the tax laws surrounding your situation. Call Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor, at 602-625-3074, 602-625-3074 to discuss your situation. He looks forward to talking with you.
Are you standing at a crossroad in life wondering what's next? Is it time to reinvent your relationship, your career, your life? Whether you're ready for a reinvention revolution or a reinvention evolution, the support of a couple of great coaches can get you there. When you decide it's time to take your life from just functional to optimal, call Joe and Lori Battaglia of Living the Dream Coaches, 888-505-5762. That's 888-505-5762 or go online to www.livingthedreamcoaches.com. That's www.livingthedreamcoaches.com.
And now, one of my favorite attorneys, Joe Collins. You have a great firm, a family atmosphere with great sophistication.
That's my dad's kind of theory when we started. He always kind of touts himself as the old country lawyer. We pride ourselves at having somebody answer the phone. You don't have a computer system answering it. We try to give personal service.
Tell us a little bit about the firm in terms of where you focus your attention.
We probably do 60-70% family law, and we really enjoy it. Family law encompasses such a wide variety of topics. But, you know, for the most part, you feel rewarded that you're helping somebody out. Family law is probably the most rewarding.
Why don't we give your website out?
It's real simple, collinslaw.net. The email's just the same, joecollins@collinslaw.net.
602-788-7227. Call Joe Collins and Collins, great family law attorneys and more.
Hello, I'm Jessica Olson, and I'm here to introduce you to someone whose job it is to stand together with you at the worst of times. Life throws us unexpected curveballs, including losing loved ones, caretaking, troubled retirements, job losses, and legal settlements. Meet certified financial planner Larry Moscat, who pioneered crisis financial counseling. With a background as a clinical psychology practitioner, Larry has helped numerous people see through their crises to a brighter financial future. Larry?
Thank you, Jessica. At our firm, RII Advisors in North Scottsdale, we know terrible times don't usually last, but the effects of anxiety-infused financial decisions can last a lifetime. For 30 years, our prime goal has been to introduce freedom from fear and a feeling of financial security for our clients. We then move forward with safety and best-case outcome results when it comes to the financial decisions made during the worst of times.
To learn more, log on to www.RIIAdvisors.com. That's RIIAdvisors.com for information on how to get help. Once again, that's RIIAdvisors.com for financial counseling during life's most challenging times.
Your body is the greatest gift that you will ever be given. How well are you taking care of yours? Hey everyone, this is Journey Reeves, owner of Mind Body Unlimited. More important than time or money, your health is the secret to a truly wealthy life. We can customize an exercise and diet program that greatly enhances your quality of life. If you are sick and tired of feeling sick and tired, give us a buzz at 480-370-7768. That's 480-370-7768 to schedule your free, no-obligation consultation today.
Hi, I'm Paul, and I'm on the spectrum.
And I'm Kim, and I'm an autism specialist.
The second Monday and Tuesday of each month at 3 p.m. on 1010 a.m.
and online at breakradioshow.com, live and archived.
We're here to help you with
Understanding Autism.